welcome to the Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, the mobile game. I am your host, Ednar, and as always, I'm joined today by my wonderful co-host, Coleman. Coleman, how you doing over there, bud?
Oh, not too bad. You know, getting used to this whole Twitch thing. I'm not quite used to it yet, so I'm acting like an idiot.
It takes some getting used to. It really does. Because, like, for me, I'm rocking two monitors. So, like, I have my camera in one, but my Twitch chat in the other. So I'm, like, looking over. And I'm not trying to ignore people, but I'm just, like, looking. So today has been an interesting day. We are lucky to actually be recording today. I am presently in Wisconsin, and the Midwest right now is not a pretty sight. Like, I can handle driving in snow. I can handle snow.
All that whiteness on the ground?
Like, I can, if it's anything like 6 to 8 inches of snow or less, I can drive in it. This was like a half an inch to an inch of ice, and then 5 inches of snow on top of it. So that was a little troublesome, but I made it home okay, and we're able to rock this out. No Dave to this week, so Dave will be on next week. He did assure me that. So one more week without Dave. Sad. You're sad. You were telling me earlier before we started streaming how much it made you cry. You cried a little.
It really did.
So
just a little bit.
So there's a lot of salt in the game right now. There's a lot, and there's a lot of posts about the salt in the game right now.
I can't believe how much it is. I'm laughing so hard.
Some of it was laughable. Some of it was, I'm still pissed. But I'll get into that when it becomes applicable, when we start talking about the
raid reward changes. Oh, look at you, Mr. Midwestern, big words.
Shut your mouth.
Eh.
Okay, so let's dive right in. Well, actually, how was your week in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes?
Weekend was kind of interesting. It was an interesting time, so won't get into details about that, but very, very hectic.
How close are you to unlocking Treya?
I don't know. Actually, right now, we just completed our most recent heroic Sith raid, and my phone's dead, so we'll find out.
Okay, so but you are this much is known. You are way farther along than I am in it.
Oh yeah, you have what, zero shards?
Yeah, I'm sitting on a big fat goose egg on that one. So you are destroying me when it comes to that. You know, it's to be expected. Let's talk about this here real quick. A bunch of raid rewards came out. And a bunch of shit raid rewards came out. So, just overall, what happened? They fixed the raid rewards. And then they screwed up the raid rewards. And then they fixed the raid rewards. And then I think they screwed it up one more time?
I think the last time you're talking about will be this week sometime, and we'll just have to see.
Really? Okay. I mean, like, I don't know because I'm not on Heroic. But so for all of you out there, they basically were handing out too many free full pieces of gear.
Second, and third would essentially get two fully crafted pieces of gear.
And not even just that. The majority of the rest of the guild would get fully crafted pieces of gear. Yeah.
At least a fully crafted piece.
And that is... That's too much.
Right. Now, if... We probably have our raid rewards ready. I'll have to disappear here for a second to grab my phone. But... I don't know. We'll have to see what the raid rewards look like, unless someone else knows right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing things that the raid rewards are fixed. Now, when they fixed them the first time...
Hang on, I got some Discord feed from our guild about our rewards.
Oh,
let's see what they say. For rank 16, a fully crafted visor...
Some Mark VI droid collars. Okay, that's not bad. One fully crafted of the globe-looking thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
The weird, I don't know what that's called. I forget. Rank 1, complete shit. As in, salvage pieces all around.
Huh.
Rank 38, I believe that is? 36, 38? A fully crafted bayonet. Okay. And then just some more salvage pieces. Rank 2. Okay, rank 2. Just some salvage pieces. That's not very interesting.
But they get more treasure shards. They can, yes. They can sit and spin, in my mind. Give the full pieces to the other people.
No, they need the gear. They need the gear, too.
So, all right. Now, aren't they... Right. So, they're giving out... They went back because when they fixed the raid rewards, they were giving out basically only salvage.
Right.
And they realized that was also a mistake. They went from one end of Drastic to kind of the other end of Drastic in the same...
Well, they really didn't go into detail about why they did it. And it was, in my opinion, it was a super bad time to do that. Treya just got unlocked. People are starting to panic now. Oh god, I need to get Treya shards even faster. You know, at least I have the gear going for me. Then they released that. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell us that, oh, it's all in preparation for the fourth and fifth slot of Gear 12. It's like, that still doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Now, a lot of it was, now aren't they making up for it? For, like, the next couple weeks, you're guaranteed a full piece to make up for the screw-up, essentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. If you're doing heroic.
Yes.
All right. If you're doing heroic.
It's very easy for me to say heroic is the greatest thing of all time, but in reality, I realize now that not everyone is doing heroic.
Yes.
So in taking this, the people who are doing heroic are bitching and whining when really all we're doing is just in the tier 6s and tier 5s, go, I don't see any difference. Mm-hmm. We're fine with it. Cool. They get less rewards. Awesome. They're closing the gap now.
Yeah.
That was being created.
Yeah, so they're doing the 100% across all ranks to get a full piece of gear and heroic until the new rewards are live. And this, I think this is causing more backlash now.
Oh, absolutely.
The new rewards are live. And this is going to be where I go on my rant, and there might not be some kid-friendly words involved here. So, you are warned.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Making,
I'm ready for the worst.
Making raid rewards. Basically... Mm-hmm. Saying if you want to progress in this game, you either have to be doing heroic or nothing. It's saying by making you progress by giving you heroic only gear is basically a big fuck you to people who aren't doing heroic. Like, for instance, you have to... A lot of people are playing this game with friends. Friends, family, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, what if they're not heroic ready? Well, then you have to decide, do I play with my friends? Or do I say, screw you, and I want to progress? Because that's the only choice you have. And by not allowing you to get heroic-only gear, and I'm even okay if it's absurdly expensive with crystals. If one piece of gear costs 4,000 crystals, I'm okay with that, but making it exclusive to heroic and saying you can't get to these other two, three crafted pieces of Gear 12 gear without doing heroic, you're saying, well, if you're not doing heroic, you're going to be behind in the game. Screw all the friends that you play with that might not be heroic ready or don't really care about being heroic ready or don't really care about being like taking that next step. You have to leave them behind or say, I'm not going to do this. So you have to choose. You have to choose between playing with friends, and you have to choose between moving forward. And that is a shitty situation to put your fan base in. That is super shitty.
Now, at the same time, though, you gotta realize that within 4 to 6 months, they'll introduce this stuff into the shipments, like they always do.
Which is fine, but in 4 to 6 months, you could piss off a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You really could. I'm like, take any other game, for instance. One of the most popular games in the world, still, is World of Warcraft.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Overwatch. I was like, you're a turd.
Well, it is one of the most, but like one of the most popular and most recognized game out there is World of Warcraft.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They do raids as well. Now, they have 4 different levels of raids, and all have different varying pieces of gear. You have the top end gear in Heroic, but you have slightly worse gear in Normal, slightly worse gear in Looking for Raid. But they can still get top end gear. They can still progress without doing Heroic. Now imagine if you took a game like World of Warcraft and you said, well, you can do Normal and you can do Looking for a Raid, but you're not allowed to get any gear from it.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get gear from Heroic. That is a kick in the face. And that is what pisses me off.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, it will push some people, yes. It will push some people away as well. And I've had many of talks because Lord knows I want to move on, but I don't want to leave my friends. It's plain and simple. Like, the guild I'm in, I'm very tight-knit with. I love them. They're awesome. I mean, we have a couple in the chat. Like, a couple of good friends I play with. But
yeah.
I have to choose now between trying to progress in the game gear 12 and gear-wise and staying with them. And to put me into that position sucks. It's a bad feeling for me to have. And it's... Alright. That's the end of my rant. Like...
Well, that's actually not as bad as I expected.
It's just...
Congratulations.
I don't like being put in a shitty situation like that. And that
and
is
no
what
one does.
The game... But the game is willingly putting people into this position. Because I know I'm not the only one.
No,
and
the majority
of people in this game are not doing Heroic. Like, it'd be ignorant to think that the majority of people are doing Heroic, and they shouldn't be. But to say to them a month or however long, like a month and a half since the raid came out, to say to them, be like, well, if you're not doing Heroic by now, you have 3 weeks to start doing it, or you're going to be behind. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even character-based, it's gear-based.
So did they say you indefinitely, even after these new changes to everything, that only these new pieces will only be available through the Heroic Raid?
Until Roids are, let's see, hold on. Gear, so the accommodate an additional 2 slots of Gear 12 coming in May, exclusive to the Heroic tier.
Okay.
So... those 2 pieces are exclusive to Heroic. Nothing else.
Interesting. Okay, that's very interesting, man.
And if they offer it in crystals, I would be extremely happy with that, because it gives people another option. And they
might make more
money.
See, I still think it would be better if it went to Guild Event Store as well. Not the orange ones, but the new yellow diamond one we get.
Oh, I didn't even know you got a new one.
Yeah, remember when TB came out?
Oh, yeah, those. Okay.
If it went to that store, I'd be fine. I'd be like, okay.
Any other way to get it, I'd be totally okay with.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if they do end up doing that, I mean, I think all's said and done, there, all's well now.
Yes. It would be all well. Like, that is the only, like, out of all the shenanigans that happened with the raid rewards, I knew they were going to fix the fuck-up they had with giving crappy rewards. That was just people overreacting to, oh my god, somebody probably punched in the wrong number in the GD algorithm when putting it into the game, or something like that, and it got fixed right away, like we all kind of knew it would. But this is more of a, you need to not do this. For the love of god, don't do this. So, yeah. Many, many of angry Discord talks among many people that I've had about this.
Oh, yeah. And on a side note, I am in in our general Discord chat. I can't. My computer doesn't want to keep up with Twitch.
Yeah, fine. I'll harass everyone in here for you.
Yeah, just because it's going super slow and buffering every 2 seconds, so I'm not getting the feed or anything else.
Okay, I'm just telling them all that you hate them. And
I see. Well, it's a good thing they're listening, so eat a dick, Ednar.
Okay. So those are the raid rewards. Now, they did make some other updates. Mm-hmm. So, enough about the raid rewards. We could go on for that for a while. I would, assuming they will be addressing that soon, hopefully.
Yeah. They did say, I think, this week, like mid this week, so I'm assuming sometime around Wednesday.
Yeah, because I'm fully assuming we're getting Bounty Hunter rework this week in Bossk.
I'll be curious about that. I think I said last time it's going to be this week, but it's got to be, with the whole new raid reward system, it's got to be either this week or next week.
I'm holding off all gear. Like, I have enough gear to take all my Night Sisters to gear 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding off on that, so just in case.
Which Bounty I think Hunters. You honestly should.
I'm not going to get Bossk. I'm not going to get Bossk when he comes out, because it's a marquee character, and unless I pay money, I'm not going to get him to 7 stars, but I can get the rest of them up there.
Right. I'm not 100% sold on buying Bossk yet. I mean, I really, really want him, but at the same time, I know that new movie's coming out, the new Han Solo's coming out, and I'm like, I might want a character from there, and my spending budget only allows for one character every so often.
Yeah, and Bossk is kind of shitty.
We'll see. I mean, his kit hasn't come out yet, and he might make...
I'm not even talking about his kit. I don't know what his kit is.
No.
Bossk. Like, the actual character in the game.
Because he beats on Hondo all the time.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 times, he wins against Hondo.
Yeah, but Hondo never loses, really.
Yeah, but now Bossk is just the ultimate.
Okay. So, but they did We're going to move on from Bossk, because we're going to talk about that forever until we all hit Bossk and realize he's horrible.
You know what? Once his kit comes out and we can talk about Bounty Hunters, we'll talk about Bounty Hunters.
Okay, but we did get a content update. So, outside of the raid reward balance, there was a bunch of other stuff. So, they did a lot of event updates. So, we'll just go through this really kind of quickly. They updated the Forest Moon. One, which is the Ewok one, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, they basically nerfed that a little, it looked like.
I thought they added the Mythic event to it.
They did add the Mythic event to it. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Endor Escalation.
Oh, Endor Escalation. Forest Moon, they nerfed too.
I thought they buffed it.
So, in the Forest Moon... Let me just read this. So they updated the mission description, updated the defend bonus ability with several bug fixes. So defend will now do the following. Immediately grant an activating unit a heal equal to 20% of their maximum health. Grant 80% plus 80% defense, armor and suppression for 3 turns was 2. Grant 100% critical avoidance for 3 turns was 2. And then the active bonuses from defend will now persist between encounters. Was expire on an encounter end. So that was changed, but then they also added the Mythic tier.
Hmm.
So.
Okay. Now, I'm expecting the Mythic tier to be somewhat easily passable. I don't know what it's going to involve. Either us all using murder bears or what? I don't know.
Why am I trying to blink on what actual mission Forest Moon is?
Forest Moon is the one where you take, like, your Empire and...
Oh, yeah, and you have the Murder Bears that, like, have, like, 5 health, but they insta-shoot you?
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah, alright. I'm fine with that, because I have a legit Empire team. And, yeah.
But with Mythic Events, generally, my thoughts were, is that it flips the tables. So now you have to use the... what was our most recent one? Probably the First Thrawn. Order
the
EV-8 one?
The Thrawn's not going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay, I can use the Thrawn one. The Thrawn one, you know, you have to use Phoenix to go through the entire thing. than any team, and then at the very end, if it flips on you, you have to use Empire with Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah.
I'm thinking with these Mythic events, you have to use now Ewoks to take on Empire.
Well, Dave will be happy. I don't know.
Oh, I know Mikey will be happy.
I know I will not do well on it, because my Ewoks are all level gear 8. Does that count? Gear 8 can be Mythic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. All right, so they updated RNG. That one. They also updated the Military Might, which I believe is the Palpatine one, right?
Yeah, Palpatine with Rebels and Clones.
Yeah, so they nerfed that as well.
So but they added the Mythic tier to it again.
They added bonus tier and Mythic tier. So
I don't mind them nerfing all of these as long as they put some harder content in there after.
Yeah, like I'm actually all for them nerfing it, because if people, it helps people newer to the game get these legendary characters that everyone else already has easier. Like, so this is great. They nerfed it a little, but then they added the bonus tier and then unlocked the Mythic event. So that's good. Then we have the Ground War. The Ground War got changed quite a bit, actually, because they changed the characters that you could use for it.
They didn't really change it. They just added one.
Well, no, they got rid of one and added one. So they replaced, it used to be Resistance Ewoks and Ugnaught you needed. Now it's Jedi Ewoks and Ugnaught. So they got rid of Resistance, added Jedi in. And they did that for, you know, from a lore perspective. Fine,
right.
Dandy, I'm okay with this. I mean, it was nice. This is the one where you go up against Count Dooku and all that stuff. So they nerfed that.
Shield generators.
Yep. So they nerfed that. But then they also added bonus and Mythic tier for that. So you kind of see a running theme here.
I'm curious how we're going to take that Mythic event down with Separatists, because they kind of suck.
Well, they said, what, 2 weeks ago? They confirmed a Separatist rework is coming.
Not now, though.
No, but they said it's coming.
Yeah, eventually.
But, no.
Oh, I wish I had my phone with me. I could have shown y'all that this is why I gear 12 General Grievous.
I think a lot of people are going to be like, ooh, you know, an actual spot to use General Grievous. Because nobody actually uses General Grievous.
Actually, I think you'd be surprised.
No.
Yeah. I've seen a few arena teams out there where it's JTR, BB-8, R2-D2, General Grievous, and, like, Chopper.
No.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying they're probably out there, but they're not good.
Yeah, they are. They're a pain in the butt.
Just because they can be a pain in the butt doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah, it does. It
just means they're annoying. So, and we'll go on. So, Grandmaster Yoda, they basically changed it so Yoda can get a different buff during the Assault Battleground War. Overcharge buff from the Assault Battleground. We converted it to 300%. I don't really know. Basically, they said they're allowing him to do this for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. They added a Mythic Artists of War event that is going on right now, which we will talk about. They nerfed the Endor Escalation event.
Thank God. They nerfed it in a good way.
That one was actually brutal to do. So in Tier 1, the health of the AT-ST was reduced to 200,000 from 300,000.
Which helps.
It helps. It's nice. I mean, they also reduced the damage from the Tier 2 AT-ST from 1 million to 1 million from 2 million.
Are you okay there?
I'm from Wisconsin. I mean...
Can't expect much from you.
Yeah, it's like... your camera went freeze mode. I can still hear you, though, so let's hope it catches up. So, let's see here. So, we have the Artist of War Mythic event, the Artist of War Chimera Legendary event, all stuff we knew was coming. The third tier of the Mythic event was brutal.
Yeah. It took me 2 or 3 tries to figure out the right team, and I was like, oh my god.
Like, what team did you... Everyone said you had to have Royal Guard. Like, Royal Guard made it a lot easier.
It may, but all I used was, obviously, Thrawn Leader. But then Vader, Emperor Palpatine, Shore, and Storm.
See, I was having problems with Storm a lot during this.
Did you use Shore Trooper?
So Shore Trooper a lot with this, sorry. His Auto-Taunt, they were bypassing it.
Yeah, it was like, weird.
From the get-go, they were attacking my other characters without hitting Shore Trooper, and he had Taunt up. I'm like, what's going on here? Like,
yeah.
So,
because I mean, if some people look at the Phoenix team now and they're gonna be like, oh man, they're really good, but you also have to realize that all 6 of the Phoenix team was there.
Yes.
And they had fully loaded turn meter.
Yes, they did, and that sucked.
And they weren't playing by the rules.
No, they really weren't. It was one of those things where I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait like 5 minutes for them to stop attacking me. And then I'll be able to do something.
Yeah, and by then, you know, you have to have Palpatine on your team because then he just chisels away at their health and protection.
Mm-hmm. So, but I finally beat it. And so it was nice. I enjoyed it.
How did it feel?
It was good. I still haven't done the first one. Yeah, the first one. Oh, God. Because I was just like, I don't want to deal with the random RNG of this.
Yeah, so without a doubt, I still say I love the Thrawn event and the hardness of it, because he's a great character. He really is. We're getting close to a year now. I think we're at the halfway point.
Yes.
For him.
I'm just, don't mind me, I'm just putting a picture of Hondo up over your face.
Oh, I see.
So
did my camera just shit out completely?
You're just frozen on camera, so now you are the new Hondo.
I'm going to buy me a camera now.
No, like... Alright, before I started harassing you, what were we talking about?
Thrawn?
Oh, the Thrawn event. Okay, so the Thrawn event, it was fun. I was not going to deal with the RNG of using my Phoenix team, because I haven't done much on my Phoenix team lately.
Yeah, they're on my list, but they're underneath Visa right now.
Yeah, Visa is so far down my list that she is not getting worked on until she's free to farm. And speaking of which, segue. So, we had 5 new characters come into free-to-play mode. And mm-hmm. None of it's surprising to me. So, we got Wicket, Talzin, Zombie, Spirit, Executioner. So,
right.
Wicket is Darkseid 8A. Replaced Bury Sophie. Not surprising. One hard note only. Let's see. Talzin, Lightside 8A, replaces Boba Fett. One hard note only. Not surprising. Let's see. Zombie, Darkseid 8D, one hard note only. Not surprising in the least. And then you have Night Sister Spirit in 7F Cantina and First Order Executioner in 2G Cantina. I think we all knew they weren't going to be easy farms. So, I don't know. Does this surprise you at all, Coleman?
Not really, no. Because Talzin and Wicket were supposed to be exclusives for whatever reason. And then soon after, you expected them to go to those hard notes. So, it's expected. Spirit, you know, no one ever uses her. She's not very useful. Cantina note easy. First Order Executioner, I am a little upset that they're making First Order so easy to farm.
I mean, I think they're making First Order so easy to farm because, I mean, you need them for BB-8. I think they're just making legendary characters easier and easier to farm, and BB-8's coming up now where he will be, what did they call it, like I'm just going to call it an old man legendary, where, like, he's appeared more than twice, so he's going to be, it's not going to be a surprise when he shows up. It's supposed to be easier to farm. So mm-hmm. I think that's what they're thinking of that is.
Okay.
I don't know, but First Order Executioner could be good in the raid, though, right? Doesn't he work well with a crew team?
Oh, yeah. Mine did 1.2 million by himself today. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
What phase?
Two.
Oh, phase two. Okay. So the damage phase.
Yeah. All right. The damage phase.
Thank you very much in the chat. It's Legacy. It's a Legacy Legendary event. Legacy or Old Man Legendary.
I see you're screwing up. You're screwing up again.
I see it. You can have a nice warm glass of shut the hell up.
I don't care. I will not shut the hell up.
So, so that is the content update. Now, they also put Darth Sion, Visa, and the Sith Marauder, who I'm not going to lie, completely forgot was in the game.
Marauder's very interesting. I had a conversation with a couple of my guildmates last night about him. He came up. And I think soon someone's going to find a way to plug him into a team. We're already starting to theory craft about how to plug him in. It's very interesting.
I mean, his kit is not bad. I think not for Arena. It's horrible for Arena. But I think...
Oh, absolutely.
I think in the raid he could do really well because, I mean... He has what? 20% health steal? That's kind of big in this raid because self-healing's a big thing.
I'm talking about, like, I think they'll find a use for him in Territory Wars.
He could do. I'm just looking at his kit right now, and in this raid, he's not the greatest. Like, looking at his actual kit. Because he grants all allies potency up. Well, I mean, potency up does nothing in this raid because you can't land shit on this raid.
No.
Alright. How do you say Bari Selfie?
Bari Selfie?
Bari Selfie? Okay. Now he's saying Bari Selfie. Is that how you pronounce it?
Bari Selfie.
It's not Bari's Offri. There's no R in the last name.
It's Bari's Offri, then. Fine. Baris. Zaris. Whatever you want to freaking call her.
I'm sticking with Bari Selfie. I'm pretty sure that's how they pronounce it in the show.
Okay. Fine. Whatever.
See, and you have no one to blame but Grande on that one, because he's telling me to call you out. So, deal with it? No, he did not, Grande. You shush it. It is now Bari Selfie. So, alright. So, I think the Marauder, I think you're right. The Marauder, could probably fit into something, I don't know what. Because he needs a lot of debuffs to be out there for him to to really shine, and that is definitely not the raid.
Well, he also needs a lot of debuffs, but also a lot of buffs.
Yeah, he does. Which buffs you can make work, but and like reduce the target's max health by 15% to end of the counter. Oh no, wait, sorry. For against raid bosses, his special ignores armor, which can be nice, but, I mean, it's on a four-turn cooldown. Yeah, I'll take a pass on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me know if you come up with anything. Although, I mean,
yeah,
I excel at putting defensive teams only in territory war.
Yeah, you know what? Let me go can I go grab my phone real fast so I can look at his kit?
Yeah, go right ahead. I'll just talk to this picture of Hondo real quick. Be like, hey, Hondo, how you doing? Kurt.
I really, why couldn't you make my picture like a range trooper or something like that?
Because I'm the one who gets to pick it when your camera freezes.
You know what? Screw you then.
Okay, so while Komen's gonna go do that, I actually want to take a second to talk about the Sith raid in general. So there are some things out there that I've been seeing in the form of videos. Mainly, I know McMole has a video out there of clone troopers. I know there was a bug about fives that they said might be fixed. Somebody in Twitch chat might be able to correct me if I'm wrong, but it's still not fixed. As far as the fives situation goes. So if you're looking for some good Sith raid teams, you're looking at outside of not having JTR and not having troopers or Night Sisters, because those seem to be the three main teams. Clones seem to be doing fairly well. Also, really take a look at your Chex Mix teams. And by Chex Mix teams, you're talking the main ones is you need CLS, Raid Han, Chroot, Death Trooper.
What are we talking about?
A Chex Mix.
Ooh, Chex Mix. I'm not very familiar with that team.
It's the CLS, Raid Han, Chroot, Death Trooper.
Aha, I see. This is why I'm not very interested in that team.
And, he hits like a truck. I mean, you're basically, if you do it right, you get Death Mark on Treya. And then you do standalone when you have crit chance up on Han. Then he's basically hitting for 100 to 150k each time. So you can probably do 500 to 750,000 damage just with Raid Han. And it's insane. Now, a lot of people are pairing him with Jedi Knight Anakin. Having Jedi Knight be the fifth one because you also get offense up. Oh, thank you very much. So the clones team only works if you have five Zeta. So not many people have that, but McMole turned out that video about the clones being good in the raid, but you have to have five Zeta. So that might be a wasted Zeta. I don't know.
Okay.
So did you get your phone and get all your stuff?
Yeah, I'm pulling up Marauder right now.
Okay.
So what is his base of turns? Deal physical damage, grant ally. Cooldown of 3. I mean, doesn't he hit pretty hard?
His special hits for 10 to 11k. His basic hits for 5 to 6. So, I mean, it's so-so.
But I think I'd still use him in GK Zeris in place of, what's his face? Nihilus.
Really? Okay.
Because essentially you're reducing the max health if you hit. When you go to attack, let's say like Bays or whatever, and start reducing the health of a CLS team in Territory Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It'll reduce Chirrut's health equalization because it won't have that huge health pool there, and then eventually you'll just wear it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people are gonna try and fit him into this, but he's not available yet. That's the thing.
No,
nobody's gonna spend crystals to get this guy, and if you do, you have a problem with the game. Seek help if you have him at 7
stars. Immediately.
So, and then, yeah, I guess, I mean, that's it for the update that we got this week. It was a lot of just, like, little tidbits they sent out here and there. like updates about, you know, about the raid rewards. You had this, like, I'm just trying to see if I can pull up a, God damn it, Grande. Stop. He's posting pronunciation shit in our general chat. Jackass. All right. I'm just trying to bring something up.
Chimera.
Chimera.
I win.
Okay.
Grande says so.
All right. So a couple of things that other things they said. They screwed up last week during their, like, I guess you can call it an AMA, about there being another bounty hunter being sent out with the update. Top Hat misheard misread the question and confirmed it. So.
His fault.
He took complete.
At least he owned up to it, though. So.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So, yeah, I think that's really all there is this week. I mean, I guess Coleman doesn't always win. Damn it. All right. I guess one thing I wanted to talk to you about is, because you have more experience in this, because you're doing heroic.
Oh, good. I always love my heroic experience. Let's go.
Okay. I'm working with people in my guild, trying to get them heroic ready teams, like teams that they can feel comfortable with. But a lot of them don't have the GTRs. They don't have the troopers. And they don't have Night Sisters. Give me a team that you have worked with that is good for anything outside of Phase 2. Because Phase 2 is strictly just a damage phase. I'm not worried about people pumping up pure damage. I want more niche picks. Like a good team in Phase 1 or Phase 3 or Phase 4.
So, I'm not a big expert in heroic raiding at all. I don't know everything about it. I can barely post much damage at all. Teams I've used, though.
Like you said, First Order did well.
But that's Phase 2. You said anything outside of Phase 2.
Oh, yeah.
I take you very literal when you say that, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying. I mean, there's the Chex Mix team. So that's the big one.
Believe it or not, I've been doing it for a little bit, for a couple of runs now, is that in Phase 3 the Jawas do pretty well.
I've actually heard that the Jawas actually aren't god-awful in this.
No, because as soon as Treya starts going off a little bit and doing that AoE, the detonators start building up, and if your Jawas are decently built to, like, gear 10, gear 11 to withstand a few hits, they're going to place a bunch of detonators on them.
Yeah. And is it a guaranteed hit? Like, does the detonator guaranteed to stick? That's the big
thing. It's not guaranteed. So, what's the actual percentage chance here? I know it's a certain Jawa that does it. Scavenger, right? Yeah. Let's see. 80% chance. Where is Lions? 50% chance to place a thermal detonator on the attacking enemy that will explode after 2 turns. So it's every 2 hits or so on each Jawa, you're going to be landing a detonator.
Okay.
And in Heroic, I've had these things stack up to about 7 or 10, and then I use the scrap bomb and blow them all up, but...
I mean, I think that's kind of what a lot of people are hoping for the bounty hunters.
Yeah. With Zam Wessel and all that, all the well, Zam's flying around. Sure,
Zam's,
sure.
Zam's not getting a rework.
Mm-hmm.
And neither is Cad Bane, but I mean... I think maybe a leadership ability could be put in or something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's totally possible. And then Boba Fett gets Deathmark. That's what I'm hoping for. It should happen.
It should, in theory.
And then give IG-88 a bunch more health.
You know, I almost wonder if if you have Jawas on your entire team and Deathmark, would each one of those detonator explosions trigger Deathmark?
There's only one way to find this out. Science!
If anyone knows the answer, let me know.
No, I feel this is something you have to do. You came up with the idea. You have to do the science on this.
Shut up, Grande.
You're in the guild with him. Make sure he does this.
No, you suck.
What? Really? Because you guys, you can't. You are really going to be hurting that much that one of your runs without Death Trooper is going to make you not get through the heroic raid. You can do science for us, Coleman.
Okay, fine. let me go ahead and buy my Jawas up.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. Get your Jawas up.
There's 2,800 crystals gone, and there's another 1,400 gone. Oh, God, this is horrible.
But it's all in the name of science, of Star Wars Galaxy of Science.
Let me go buy another vault real fast. Hang on. My password.
So I have Grande putting some stuff in our Discord right now with some teams. So I'm liking these Phase 3 teams. Because they just, I mean, most people have Rolo now. So you have Rolo and then Pau, Jedi Knight Anakin, or Poggle. And then, just opening it up. So, and then just three attackers. So really, for this team, you need, it does 1%. So it doesn't do a lot, but Rolo, Pau, Jedi Knight Anakin, or Poggle, one of those three. And then just three attackers. And you're going to do 1% in Phase 3. That's awesome. I take that out of my people. Because people are going to do more than 1%. So topple Treya. Get offense up on the team. Pop standalone on Rolo. And use your special. And that can net you 1% with a Gear 8 Rolo. Because the Rolo... God. That is... What is it? I always forget what her special does, because I don't use her for anything.
It's like 8 to 12 hits or something like that.
Oh yeah, I can do for 8, though. So, deal physical damage 10 times to random enemy targets. Enemies struck more than once suffer ability block for one turn. This ability's cooldown is reduced by 1 whenever Leia scores a critical hit or suffers a debuff. These attacks can't be countered. So basically what you're doing is you're just going to get her up. Get her offense up with one of those three, and then have her go to town. I mean,
right.
I would almost, one of the attackers, I might even try and figure out a way to put Leia in there. The OG Leia.
Oh, Princess Leia?
Yeah, OG Leia in there to give crit up. Just to make sure, see if those 10 hits will be crits. I mean... But it's not needed.
No.
So that's a really good team. Phase 4, let's see, Phase 4 teams, JTR. Yeah, you're looking at Night Sister teams, but not needing Zombie or Treya. Or not Treya, Talzin. So you have the OG Night Sister team, all 5 of them. And then you have JTR, but that's JTR. And then you have the crew team, which is just using... mainly OG First Order. So, I think there are plenty of guides. Thank you for this, Grande. Yeah. Thank you for this, Grande. I'll make sure to share this. But this is stuff that a lot of people need to kind of come to terms with. Is if they don't have Jedi training, right? Or trooper teams. This is the kind of stuff you need to work on. Not be like, hey, I'm going to work on my getting my Resistance Trooper and my Rey up, but I don't have Jedi Training Rey. Well, then why? Why are you getting them up right now? There's no point in it. You don't have Jedi Training Rey, then what's the point of gearing them up? Like, yeah, you may, in the future, it may work out well, but don't plan for the future, plan for the now.
Yeah. And especially now, Resistance Trooper and them, Zeta Fit doesn't work in this raid at all.
No. No.
No, do not, never, never, ever use Zeta Fit in this raid.
Nope.
It turns out horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a zero damage with an entire team. Because I tried it.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, I hate Nihilus. That zero damage shit. Oh, that god. Is the most infuriating thing. You're just like, I just hit you, and I critted for like 20k, and then you got more... God damn it.
It's like you in phase one, you're doing all this damage, like, yeah, this is a pretty good score. 2k. Huh?
Yeah. It's, I've definitely had that. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll send this team in. They're, like, all gear 12. And I'm like, oh, alright. I did 50,000 damage. Yay. So, but no, this is great. These are teams, if you don't have JTR, you don't have Night Sisters, you don't have Troopers, I will share this with my guild. And I think everyone should kind of look at this and see how they can get better at the raid. It's plain mm-hmm. and simple, because if you don't have the teams, doing tier 5 and tier 6 is super frustrating. Like, if you don't have them, because, like, you see certain people probably doing all of this damage because they have JTR, they have Night Sisters, they have Troopers, and then you get deflated, and it's not good for the game. But if you can start getting other teams up there besides those three teams, that can help you. And that's what we kind of want. We don't want people to keep trying to keep, like, banging the head against the wall and be like, well, why can't I do this? Because I don't have one of these three teams. Well, now we have other options. And that's always a good thing. More options, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
And we will get you on, Grande.
We will. Because
you're smart.
Yes, Grande, we will get you on. Let's see here. I don't think there's really anything else. You got anything else for today?
Not really. Good luck in everyone's next territory war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're trying a new thing out this time.
They're going to have you attack?
No. No.
Oh. No. Oh.
They're not going to have me attack. That will not happen. They may try. It won't go well for them. But,
I think it will. You never know until you try.
Yes. But, no, it's been a hectic day, like I was explaining. So I got trapped at my parents' house because I had to go home because I had a death in the family. We went back for a funeral, and everyone was leaving today. So the majority of the people in my family live out of state. So I was back home, and I'm like, all right, I got canceled tonight. I can't leave. I was able to leave. My entire family, so about 30 of them, are still at the airport. I just got a text. They can't get out. They've been there since 9 this morning.
You braved it and got through.
I braved it through, but they can't get out of the state. And they're stuck at the airport. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Oh,
you're stuck in Wisconsin. Ah.
I'm like, at least go get drunk. It's what we do best. Yeah. So, but no, it's been a chaotic weekend. I'm glad we were able to get back tonight, even though we're a man short from Dave. But Dave will be on next week, and doing all that fun stuff. So you got any shout outs out there, Coleman?
Shout out to Myth and Grande for working so hard.
Okay, I'm actually gonna give a shout out, and there's actually a story with this. And it's never going to reach them, but I wanted to give it anyway.
Oh, good.
To the Green Bay Packers. Now, don't think this is a
fan. I thought you were going to say CG.
No, this is not like a Packer fanboy thing. So, a quick story.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt who passed away had Down syndrome. And one of the things is we had her funeral on Friday. And then on Saturday, they had the Packers tailgate tour. So the CEO, president of the Packers, and like 8 of the players were touring the state. And they happened to be in West Bend the day after the funeral. And we went there, and all the Packer players signed a giant, like painting, like a photo on a canvas type of thing. like a 4 foot by 4 foot picture of her holding up a Packer jersey. And all the Packers players signed it. And then they also gave a $10,000 check to the Threshold in the name of my aunt. And we had no idea that they were doing this. So for them to do this, it was very cool. So I wanted to give a shout out to the Green Bay Packers for doing that for my aunt and the Threshold is what it's called, is what she worked with. So it's a very sad note, but I wanted to give a shout out to them because that meant a lot to me and my family. So there's that. Coleman, did we lose you officially? I think we lost Coleman officially. Okay. All right. Well, since we lost Coleman, I will say that is going to be it for the night. So everyone, have yourself a wonderful night, and we'll be seeing you next week.